So today's lessons are about asking, praying. Today's lessons are about persistence, perseverance. And then today's lessons are also equally important and about sharing and being ready to share and being ready to receive. Sometimes we forget that. Well, first off, we are asking, if we think about it, we start the service with the collect. And the collect is exactly what it is. We are to collect our thoughts about what's coming next. And we do, we ask. We ask God to preserve the works of your mercy, that your church throughout the world may persevere with steadfast faith in the confession, in the telling, in the sharing of Jesus Christ. So we start off with asking. We start off with prayer. Also, in today's gospel, we learn from Jesus that we are supposed to ask, and we are to pray. Now, if we ask, if we pray to God, what does that mean exactly? Think about it. What does it mean to ask God something? Not the obvious, but what's the subtleties? What do we do when we pray? What do we do when we ask? Well, first off, we've stopped thinking about all else. And we're focusing on what we want and what we need. And sometimes, most of the time, that's okay. But the most important thing is we're focused on God. We're taking time out for God. And we're being quiet. So we're talking to God. We're talking with God. We're communicating. We're building relationship. Without relationship, our faith and our trust and our belief in the Lord slowly dies. So prayer is needed, and you know that. We're asking God, when we pray, for help. Why do we do that? Because we know He's there. We know that He's listening, and we know that God will respond. Maybe not the way we want, but we know that God will respond. And then what are we supposed to do? Rush off? No, we're supposed to wait and listen. And believe it or not, that's being persistent too. Being persistent and being quiet and waiting for the Lord, giving God enough time to let us know what He wants, to let us know His answer of our prayers, even though, like I said before, we may not like all the answers. But prayer means even more than that. When we pray, we're suddenly trusting in God more than ourselves. We're acknowledging that we have a need to pray. We have a need for God to help us. We're not self-sufficient. We need the Lord. God gives us strength. And then prayer means even more than that. We're having faith. Otherwise, why pray? We're believing in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Otherwise, why pray? Why take the time? And when we do this as a discipline, faithfully to God, that's when we're being persistent. Our prayers, our faith, and believing and trusting God, whether we do it at our good times or bad times, we're supposed to do it all the time. Sometimes when we're having troubles, though, a lot of troubles, what do? Think about it. What do I do? What do we do? What do each one of us, what do? Do we immediately pray? Do we immediately go and run to the Bible and open it up? Sometimes not. And you know what? It helps. We should. When we read the Bible, we find God's answers in there. Do we go to God when we're having troubles? Do we pray? Do we read the Bible? Do we study it? Do we wait for God in quiet and in solitude? Do we wait for Him to handle our situation rather than thinking we can do it all by ourselves? Well, it's difficult to depend on God, I guess, in any time of history, but especially in this world, because it's hard for us to learn how to wait for God to reply and to wait to listen. It's difficult, I think, for each and every one of us sometimes to depend on God more than ourselves. We're so used to instant everything, immediate results. And there's a joke sometimes with contractors, with plumbers, with TV repair, cable repair, anybody and everything. Oh, I want it done. But yesterday, we're impatient. Sometimes we want what we want, and when we want it. But most of all, is what we want. Being persistent in prayer helps us slow down and take the time out to find out, what does God want? What does God want for me to do? What does God want from my life? Yes, we need to be persistent and persevere. But we also need to include the patience and the waiting and the quiet time for the Lord to gather our help, to gather our strength, and to gather what God wants. And even Jesus says, never lose hope, never lose heart. Jesus told his disciples, and he tells us today, we heard it in the gospel, he says, we need to pray. We need to pray always. In all the Gospels, how many times do we hear that Jesus goes off and prays? Well, I know I've said it before, but if Jesus needs to pray, we certainly need to pray even more. Jesus tells us to always pray and never lose heart. Our faith in Jesus, our faith in God the Father, our faith and trust and belief in the Holy Spirit, that's what makes us strong and able to meet each day, inch by inch, one foot after another. It is God that gives us this strength. So now just for a minute, and I won't be too long, but it's kind of a neat parable. Short, but it's a good one. What do we learn other than the fact that we need to pray and we need to not lose heart? What do we learn? Well, if we, like the very vulnerable widow, and in those days, a widow, that was the most vulnerable position to be in, if we, all of us, are that vulnerable, persist and believes in God and strives for His justice, then our God, who is the exact opposite of the unjust judge, our God, who is faithful to us, who loves us no matter what, who is just, He will provide. God always answers prayers. God always provides, and He provides in abundance if we let Him. Now think about it. The unjust judge, yes, he granted the widow's request, but why? Because he was selfish. He gave in for selfish reasons. He wanted to get rid of her. He didn't want to hear the nagging. He wanted to be left alone. That's why the unjust judge granted her request. But let's think about it. How about our God, our Creator, our Heavenly Father, our brother and our Savior, the Holy Spirit, our Comforter? Our God, on the other hand, gives and grants because He loves us so much. He does desire us to live in abundance. And God wants us to be with Him forever. With Him forever. Total opposite from the unjust judge. day, that's the message that we are to share and convince all others of. We're to have that much energy that we can convince other people how much our God loves us and that he's here for us. And remember, let's remember what the New Testament said. As for you, always be sober, enduring suffering, doing work of an evangelist. That's all of us. Doing work of an evangelist, carrying out your ministry fully. All of us are to be sober, meaning that we are to be ready, alert, awake, prepared, excited, energized, and watching for any time, anywhere, with anyone and everyone to tell about our faith in our Creator, our most loving God. That's us carrying out our ministry.